In Lebanon, there are hundreds of thousands of domestic workers who come from abroad and whose entire well-being is dependent on their employer. Already, many were being put out on the streets by employers who became poor overnight due to hyperinflation and could no longer pay their salaries. So what happens to these women now amid the country's devastation? Sagara de Burhanu is an activist in Beirut and a former domestic worker. She helps support other domestic workers through a group called Engya Lengya Bisedet, and she's with us now from Beirut. Thanks for being with us during this really difficult time.
Thank you for having me.
So first, how are you doing?
Physically, I'm doing good. Mentally, I'm lost and frustrated and everything. Yeah. It's going crazy. And yeah, thank God I'm good.
And I understand you've been doing a lot of outreach over the last few days. What have you been seeing?
We're doing outreach yesterday all day, and what we saw was all people, they are homeless and they have no money and they have nothing, and even they don't have money to buy medicine. Some mm-hmm. of them, they get hurt and injured and staying at home, asking for support and asking to just to go back home. That's yeah. what we saw, and it's really scary even, you know, to go out and talk about it, because they keep crying, and to see them crying also, you know, you cannot help. Of course, you cannot do nothing to send them back home. There is a legal issue, there is a ticket issue, and so many things going around. So yeah.
Right. So you've been speaking with domestic workers over the past few days. As briefly as you can, if you could explain the kafala system, the system that domestic workers work under and what puts them at great risk.
A kafala system is a modern-day slavery, which is we are living in 21st century, but mm-hmm. still going on, you know, keeping one person in one house without giving a day off. 24/7, she was stuck in one house until she finished her contract for 2 years, you know. So this girl, she was stuck in that house, you know, without having salary. Some of them, they don't even receive their salary. They don't have day off. They don't have proper room. And some of them, they don't have enough food, and they are overworked. And the salary that they get, $150. $150 is nothing now. Mm-hmm. And 80% of domestic workers, they are not getting their salary every month.
How has the explosion made change things for? I mean, I'm imagining there's a lot more vulnerability now than there was even a week ago.
Yeah, now it's everything's messed up. Many Lebanese people, they are homeless. They don't have nothing. Yeah. And thank God we survived. But the people who survived, they are in different hospitals. Some of domestic workers, because of they don't have money, they are inside the house. They didn't get any medication or any medical treatment. Mm-hmm. And some of domestic workers, they are homeless and they're sleeping on the street, and there's no work, no job, and the country is going down and nobody's paying attention or nobody's looking after domestic workers. Not just Ethiopians, we have Sierra Leoneans, we have Nigerian, we have Cameroon, and nobody's, you know, helping them. I wish they can go out of this country and we can provide the ticket, or, you know, we can do anything, but you know, there's the kafala system. We cannot send them easily.
That's Sagara de Burhanu, an activist in Beirut who advocates for domestic workers' rights. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.